go to war with that whole town up north.
What is their line? The biggest little city in the world? Is that their? That's what they call
something
it.
Like that. The ugliest little town in the world, or something like that.
This is what I said, and I'm already getting myself in trouble. But I will start a fight with them because I think we're going to win. But,
yes.
And the friend of mine runs that club, Andy Smith. But we'll make some sort of side wager. But they're going down. But the point is. When you deal with these kind of things, these kind of rivals, they're good. They're healthy.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of that.
What you have to understand about it, and you know, I grew up here, went to college at UNLV, so you know, I've been steeped in the UNLV Reno rivalry and the Las Vegas Reno rivalry. We here in Vegas don't care about them. Like, we don't hate them because they don't really exist. They hate us.
And for good reason. Right. I mean, we're going back to the days when Tark was still here. I mean, it was a different world. I mean, I can say this now because I can't get in trouble, but this is the 80s, man. I was making money in college. I mean, I was mowing a lawn that was actually a parking lot and getting paid to do it for, you know, that's just the way those things work. So we've
talked about some other things, but you know, this job, and you kind of referenced, you know, you got to get out in the community, you got to find everything that you can, you got to, you know, uncover those hidden treasures and that sort of thing in this role. But you're technical director and head coach. I don't think people really understand what that structure means. I think people are like, coach, what's that? It's more. Right. So what is your official role? What are your duties, especially here in the offseason as you get ready for the year?
Well, I mean, that's a great question because it is kind of a misunderstood little, you know, technical director essentially. And you mentioned the word structure, and that's the very reason why you're there. I mean, you remember the old Parcells thing, you know, let me be the, you know, if I'm going to cook the dinner, let me select the ingredients. It's kind of like that to a certain extent, but I think in the early stages in the foundation of this club, it's really important to get the foundation right. And that's, I have a little experience in that area. I think that the fact that I'm familiar with this town, and understanding what exactly is necessary to start right and to make sure that's sustainable. So that's the long-term stuff, and that falls in the technical directing stuff. The head coach's job is to win.
Right.
This is professional soccer. This is professional sports. You win or you get fired. That's how that works. And so it's good to understand exactly what you're up against, but at the same time, you want to make sure that all the pieces are in place to ensure success down the line.
But it does make it tough if you're the coach. You can't be like, the guy upstairs needs to give me the guys.
That's going to be it. It's like, yeah, I'm here to announce that I'm firing myself. No, that it wasn't worth it. I answer directly to my good friend Brett, who is still in the room, by the way.
He's keeping a close eye, working away.
I can't figure out who's working harder today, me or Brett. That's
we just get to have fun and talk about your hair.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a, you know.
I don't know if he ever had any hair issues. I'm not sure. We're still getting to know each other.
We are. One of the last things I have for you is you might want to learn like Spanish and German. It might help you out as a
German.
Coach.
Why German?
I don't know. I think there's probably a lot of German players too.
See, I asked this earlier if there was, you know. So the good news is I speak Spanish. I speak German.
No way.
Yeah. So I you knew that, didn't you? So the problem is. Yeah, somebody read a press release. So there it was. And I just went hook, line, and sinker straight into that like an idiot. Wow. I was at a TV and radio for 6 months and I rookied myself. No, but look, I think that that is an important part. I'm not going to have problems talking to the players right now, but I'm looking forward to the challenge of being able to be, you know, very vocal in the community, in the Hispanic community, to be able to have that connection. And the reality is, too, is I'm going to select a team in the next couple of weeks, and I'm not doing it intentionally, but I kind of gravitate to that style of the Hispanic player because it's got more flair and passion than what you see the stereotypical American player that comes out of college. But look, that doesn't mean they're not going to get a shot. It's just look, I like to play a very authentic style of football, and it usually is the Hispanic kids that can do it for me.
That was going to be my question. Are we going to be we're going to see up and down soccer?
No, what you're going to see is the other team trying to get the ball from us a lot.
Yeah.
And not being very successful. I made a joke to Brett. I said, look, for years people have been coming to Vegas and losing and calling it a great time. Expect that trend to continue.
I want they
can come here and they can try and beat us, but our team will be full of flair, a little bit more youthful than what we saw last year, I think they know that. I think that we're going to make some off-season moves to strengthen the squad. That's all part of the deal.
Yeah.
But this is a team that will be able to beat you in more ways than one. And that's how you win in this league, to be honest.
And he jumping in the stands and smoking cigarettes with the fans?
No, that's not my style. Maybe a cigar. I mean, I'm a cigar guy. I don't smoke cigarettes. But I think you're referring to our former coach,
yes.
which you know, to be honest, I've known him for a long time. There's some entertainment value there, but I don't have anything bad to say about the guy.
Awesome.
So I'll give you 10 seconds. How can we fix American soccer? Go.
It starts here, baby. Just like everything else in the city that invented convenient amnesia, it's going to start right here in Vegas. We'll build a team that everybody's going to try and be.
How disappointing was it?
I don't want to talk about it. I mean, okay. It's in the past. We got to let it go. We didn't.
He won't. No, I know he won't.
I think it's every once in a while you got to hit the reset button, and as a country, that was a rude reminder that we might be, not as good as we think we are. So maybe we'll get our act together, and we'll. From as far as I'm concerned, it's not my concern. I don't have to be on TV talking about it. I got 20 guys in my locker room that I'm trying to make better, and that's going to be my job.
Well, there you go. It's very much a pleasure to talk to you. As Mark was referencing there, U.S. soccer, I will say, is my second favorite team in all of sports in my entire life. So. Obviously very cool to have you in here and have you in the city. Really appreciate that. And good luck to you, man.
It's good to be home. Thanks, man.
I'll try to learn German so I could speak with you a little bit.
Also, gar nichts? Do you understand what gar nichts means?
No, I got nothing.
Du kannst kein Deutsch. Verstehst du gar nichts?
I'm hoping we're not getting any FCC violations right now.
Because it does. It sounds horrible. It sounds like I'm swearing. I'm not. I promise.
That's good. Eric Kunal, the new technical director and head coach, LV Lights FC. Awesome time with him. You got a Twitter? People want to follow
Eric
you?
Yeah, Eric Kunal, easy enough.
There you go. Very easy one.
Look for the little blue check mark because I have four or five. It's sober Kunal, the drunk Kunal. Like somebody's messing with
that's
me.
Good.
And so you got to make sure you get the right
that's
one.
That's when you know you've made it.
when people are pretending to be you on Twitter,
yep.
I guess you're doing something right.
Love it. Good luck to you. We really appreciate the time, man. And follow him, Eric Winalda. Follow the LV Lights. We'll talk to you guys again in a couple of minutes. Break down what's going on in the baseball world right now.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Las Vegas has a reputation of being nice year-round. For the most part, that's true. But we know that Old Man Winter can bring in those storms and dicey driving. So right now is the best time to check your tires. If they're looking dicey, no need to spend a fortune because we have Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires offers you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and never a credit check. Plus, mounting, balancing, and installation are all included. So get yours today at SmartTires.com. That's SmartTires.com.
Since 1967, Las Vegas has happened at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Both members and guests love our tree-lined, historic course and large practice areas located in the heart of the city. Tennis players thrive in our indoor tennis center. And our stunning clubhouse features a fitness center, social bar, fine dining, and is spectacular for events, weddings, and family occasions. Find out how easy it is to join our social, sports, individual, corporate, or golf memberships. Call Jennifer at 734-1122, extension 225, or visit LasVegasCC.com.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Adam Hill.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Back at it. Second hour. Cofield and Company bled into the second hour from the first hour with Eric Winalda.
That was a fun conversation.
Interesting fella.
He's going to be a fun coach.
You think?
Yeah.
What if it goes wrong? What if it goes bad?
I don't think it's going to.
I don't. I'm just saying. What if it did? That's how you always got to think of things. If it goes bad, am I right, Justin? You have to be.
No, that's the Adam Hill way to look exactly. at the world, right? Like, you're always going to think about how it's going to go wrong.
No, it's going to go
start
great.
There,
then of course,
and then go downhill.
Is the voice of Justin Watkins, our good friend, the legal expert, battle-born, injury law. That's the Twitter account where I'm looking at it right now because I'm trying to find
You're always looking at Instagram, and right now we're actually Instagramming this live special announcement.
Good,
so you look great.
Very nervous.
You're doing great.
I'm anxious to what this special announcement
is. Yeah, well, you tease it on Twitter. So we're going to make people wait, though. We saw you tease it on Twitter. It's out there. It's going to be made soon. But we're going to wait a minute because I first did want to get your take. We talked about the Golden Knights. They're finally good again.
Right.
That's my setup to you.
That sounds right. I will tell you this. Our special announcement is going to be better than what the special announcement was that was released to you. What was it? The D and VGK? And you were like, do I have to go down here for this? Is this real?
That was very nice, though.
So I was happy to see Carlson score last night. That was great.
Carlson!
That looks good. So good to get four goals up there, even with one of them being an empty net. It would have been sweet if Fleury would have made that. He takes a shot at the empty net. It's awesome.
You know what would have happened if he would have stopped that shot? Free donuts for everyone.
Oh, well, we know.
And I'm just saying, maybe that foreshadows something later on. I don't know. We'll find out.
Donuts are important to us.
They are. Let's say that, since we're talking about Carlson's first goal, let's say that Carlson gave a quote for a newspaper story. And really, you know, it was a really unique and innovative quote that was awesome that got picked up by a lot of places.
About condiments?
Possibly. And then let's just say that an announcer during the game basically said that he made up the quote himself and used it as his own. He didn't specifically, but he used it as his own. He didn't say it came from a story. He didn't say it came from a player.
Credit
anything.
No credit given.
He basically said, oh, I was just thinking about it.
Is that what he said?
Should
we do this?
When the other hockey announcer was like, man, that was a great quote. He's like, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do we have it?
Oh.
Well, okay, we'll play it later. Well, okay. We can play it later. But yeah, I mean, is there... I feel worse for Carlson. It was his thing. I don't care about me.
But here's the thing about what Carlson said. According to your quote in your article, was that it is?
I didn't say it was me. I just said there was a common
statement that's used in Sweden. Right? He said that.
Yeah.
If he had uniquely come up with this, I think he'd have a shot to say you can't use that. That's mine.
All right. That's
right?
Fair.
But he's already acknowledged that he didn't come up with it.
That's true.
It's kind of just out there in the world.
All right, interesting. We'll dig deeper into this later on. Justin Watkins, we always go over a lot of different things with him, but we did get into a very heated debate this week, so I wanted to make you chime in on our debate about the Tyreek Hill situation. So for those that didn't see it, we'll set it up again. Tyreek Hill goes and scores a very long touchdown at New England. Fans are flipping him off in the front row. One of them throws a beer on him. It becomes a big controversy, of course, because it gets a beer tossed on him. The stadium authorities were looking for who the person was. They think they figured it out, and they're going to press charges. First of all, let's start right there. What charge could be pressed, and do you think this is legitimate to actually go after somebody and prosecute them like this?
So yes, you know what's funny is I had a meeting this morning, a marketing meeting with something outside of this context, and the person was like, hey, they're going to talk to you today about Tyreek Hill and the beer throwing. Oh. Adam mentioned it.
No, because we were in an argument about it on the air, and then we were like, we got to wait for Justin. We're not going to do this.
He's anymore. Like, so what are you going to say? And I'm like, hey, thanks for the prep work. Now I know it's coming at me. Yes. So, yes, there is a legitimate basis to press charges. The charges would be assault and battery. Okay.
Okay.
Now, criminal battery and civil battery are two different definitions. In the criminal context, it's going to require an injury. So that obviously didn't happen here. So it's going to be criminal assault, or if Tyreek Hill wanted to sue this person in civil court, get monetary damages, he could go with assault and or battery. okay? Because in civil court, it doesn't require any physical damage.
Right. Okay. So how, in this particular case, I mean, it's a different state, obviously, we know. What would you expect somebody to be looking at penalty-wise for a situation like this?
Yes. Community service.
Okay.
A fine. That's what I figured. Something like that.
Now, we, of course, like to take things way, way too extreme in different areas, of course. I said, you know what? I don't want this person prosecuted. I want Tyreek Hill to punch them, and then it's over. Like, that's what I want. That handles it. And, by the way, it also sends the message, yeah, don't do that. You're not immune. You're not immune for some kind of retribution. And, okay, you throw the beer, you're a jerk, Tyreek Hill knocks you out, fine, we're done.
What
now.
Happens when you punch Tyreek Hill back? Because Tyreek Hill's a little guy. Like, if
I think Tyreek can handle himself like a drunk Patriots fan.
If me or you were to throw a beer on Tyreek Hill and little Tyreek punches us.
Little Tyreek.
Tyreek's like 5'3".
I'm saying right now Tyreek's knocking me out.
Knocking you out?
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
I'm not a fighter. I have no idea what I'm like.
You could still take a punch.
I doubt it. I mean, I'm around people taking punches all the time. I don't think I can. I don't think that
I've seen people get
there's
punched.
No, like, osmosis. Like, I've watched a lot of guys in the gym get punched. Now I can take a punch. I don't think that's true.
I'm about the same size as Tyreek Hill. I'm 5'3".
You could probably knock me out, too.
Okay. Well, we'll try that during the break.
I'm just saying if you punched me,
no, I'm not
could.
Saying that I'm, like, the greatest fighter in the world.
Why are you doing, like, ninja things right now?
That's what fighters do, man.
You're on Instagram Live.
So Instagram Live. I was high. She couldn't see me doing it. I'm not doing it again either. But Tyreek Hill, I feel like I could take a punch from Tyreek Hill.
I don't think you could. Okay, so if Tyreek Hill decides to punch the fan that threw the beer on him, what are we doing? Because it would be, if it's assault from the fan, isn't he just retaliating?
So there is a line that to be drawn there between retaliation and self-defense. So one of the factors that's going to weigh into that is whether or not a jury believes that Tyreek Hill reasonably believed that he was under threat of physical harm. Okay? And to whatever they assess that threat of physical harm, he has the right to defend himself with equal force and threat. Okay? So what do we look at in that context? Well, there literally is a physical barrier between that fan and Tyreek Hill. So does he actually believe that this fan poses a physical threat to him? Maybe. I mean, people could jump over the barrier. People cannot. The example and the discussion I had with the person earlier today was they started talking about Ron Artest and right. him going in. Couple big differences there. One, that was like up into the stands a little ways. So I think it's unreasonable for Ron Artest to believe he was under physical threat from that person. Two, what got Ron Artest in a lot of trouble is he instigated and created a melee that got a whole bunch of other people hurt and put into fear for his desire to go back after that person in total retaliation, not self-defense.
What about the Russell Westbrook thing when he slaps the phone out of somebody's hand? If that fan feels in any way threatened, if they were that he slaps the phone out of his hand, he throws a punch at Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's shades of gray here. There's no check sheet and spreadsheet that you have that says, okay, hand to phone, I can go,
yeah.
Right? I can slap, but with the open hand, not yeah. closed fist kind of stuff, right? It's going to be what you could present to the jury. And so while I think technically if Tyreek Hill were to jump in the stands, go after this guy and punch him, not hurt anybody else, technically there would be this argument that he was retaliating and wasn't actually, didn't have a right to self-defense because he wasn't truly threatened any longer. You present that case to a jury because I think the jury's going to say, he's good, right? Okay. He's fine. Don't throw the beer and you don't yeah. get punched in the face.
Now, yeah. last week we talked a lot about the Conor McGregor, Nurmagomedov situation and that brawl. Could Tyreek Hill make a claim? And again, this is completely hypothetical because we're exploring that he punches the fan and knocks him out. Could Tyreek Hill make the claim? Like, I just watched that fight last week. Like, fan where people are just jumping in and coming. Like, I had that in my mind. Like, it was crazy. I don't know what was going on. Somebody throws beer at me. Is somebody going to jump over there, too, and try to come after me?
So the right to self-defense is not actually subjective.
Okay.
Right? It's a reasonable person standard under the same or similar circumstances. Now, Tyreek Hill can try to give the context of what was going on around him and in his mind, but for the most part, that isn't going to be relevant to the determination as to whether or not it was reasonable under the circumstances.
Interesting. All right.
It's theoretically an objective standard, but in the subjective conditions that that person's in.
That's complicated.
Well, you can't just objectively look at it without taking in every bit of circumstance around him.
Right.
Right? So you have to put yourself as a juror in his exact set of circumstances and then say, okay, I'm there. What would a reasonable person do now?
How difficult is it to make those kind of cases, to make a jury understand that? Like, an average person. Like, when I talk to average people, a lot of times I'm like, wow, you have no concept of anything.
So happy you have the faith of the people.
But I mean, there's a lot of people that are very smart and can get a lot of stuff. There is people you talk to, you're like, I don't even understand how you function. Like, how do you understand anything on a day-to-day basis? Like, how much does that weigh into, like, trying to explain things to a jury and talk to a jury?
Oh, I mean, we could talk about this process for, like, days, but the reality is my experience in dealing with juries is that when they finally get impaneled and they're sitting on that jury, they take it seriously, and for the most part, I think you're most effective as an advocate when you're actually teaching them what their responsibilities are as a part of this process, rather than just saying, hey, you got to find in favor of my guy, right? You say, listen, here's how this process works, and here's where your role is in that, and for the most part, they take that all very seriously. To the extent that you think that somebody is incapable of that or wouldn't take it seriously, that's what you take care of in jury selection. And if it's really egregious, you're going to go to the judge and say, judge, you have to kick this person off. Like, this person's not capable of understanding their role here.
Do you have to say it delicately, or just like,
yeah,
judge?
It's called a challenge for cause.
An idiot.
it's called a challenge for cause, and then if the cause isn't obvious to everybody, then the judge will call you up and say, what's your cause? And say, cause is that I don't think he can actually understand his role and the duties that he...
Is the juror still there?
Yeah, but he's not hearing this. he's not hearing this.
I've been on juries, and it is kind of like you're in a situation of, like, they're judging if I'm okay or not.
100%.
Like, they're making a determination.
But if this guy can't understand his role in a jury, he's probably not catching that we're talking about him.
But isn't there... Okay, I promise you that I could probably do, like, 10 hours with you on this, and you would just hate it so much. But is there a time where you're... Not you. A lawyer's case might be such that you would want idiots.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely, right? Like, each side, if they're doing their job, says, like, I want the really smart ones. The smart ones will get what I need them to get, and they'll get me where I want. And then, you know, so I'm sitting there, and I got my, you know, I've got my juror box, right? You literally have a little map seated, and I got everybody's, they have juror numbers, who I like, who I don't like. For hours, I get to ask them these questions about themselves and how they see the world to try to learn who they are, right? And I say, my case, I need the smart ones. And then, but the other side, each side is allowed to just kick jurors off for no reason at all, okay? And we pass the list back and forth. We're all operating on the same map. I cross a juror off, and I pass it over to them. They cross a juror off. They pass it back to me, right?
Wow.
And so they pass it back to me, and I'm like, dang it. They got rid of all the smart ones. They're going with the dummies, right? Like, and we're playing this unspoken game. It's one of the most fun parts, actually, about jury trial is jury selection.
Do you go talk to jurors after the trial?
They don't have to, and depending on how persuasive the judge is about that, they may or may not. My last jury trial, the judge was kind of like, hey, if you guys want to talk to the attorneys, they'll be in that room.
I was on a jury, one of the attorneys, like, stalked me out outside.
It's to the extent that anybody who's listening sits on a jury, please speak to the attorneys afterwards. They just want feedback.
Yeah, yeah.
They just want constructive feedback on what was persuasive, what wasn't. They're not trying to say it's your fault. They're just trying to do their job better.
I took it as, like, he really thought I was smart. He's like, we're going to get some.
You're not special.
He only talked to me.
That you know of.
No, I can see. He was, like, sitting in the... Okay, it was the courthouse downtown.
Did it go to verdict?
No, it didn't. They settled before. But there was that coffee shop. There's like the coffee,
yeah, yeah.
The coffee
were
shop.
Were you
thing.
The foreman?
He was sitting in there. No. But he was sitting there and like a couple, bunch of us walked out and he like ran over. He's like, hey, I really want to talk to you.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. It's weird.
Maybe he thought you were his dummy. Maybe he was doing the dummy log.
I was hoping to think it was the other way around.
Maybe.
Because he was like, do you think if we would have kept going?
Oh, yeah.
Like we would have.
Oh, that's the thing that haunts you. Yeah. That's the thing that haunts you. When you think you're killing it in a trial, but then they put an offer on the table that you just can't say no to.
Yeah.
It's just this, what would have happened? Was I really doing as well as I thought I was doing?
Yeah.
Or did I just dodge a bullet?
When I got the impression he thought I was a very influential jury member. I think
the kingpin over here, the jury boss.
That's what was going on. Pretty sure. All right, we've delayed you long enough. So if you are tuning in because you saw the tweet, you have a very special announcement. So let's tell people.
Okay, so a couple different things I want to talk about, but one event. So as many of your listeners know, for 4 or 5 years, I split time on this show with my business partner Troy Atkinson, and in 2016 he died of colon cancer, and so we started a foundation in his name. And one of the things we do as part of the foundation is reach out to community partners and try to assist them with their events until we get big enough and influential enough to do our own events. And so this year, we've targeted the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation. They're doing a run, a 5K, this Saturday, October 20th, Town Square. It's the Danny Gans Memorial 5K. All the proceeds benefit the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation, okay? So what are we doing as part of that race to try to raise funds? We have an attorney at our office, Assemblyman Steve Yeager, who if you follow him on Twitter or any social media, you realize he loves donuts. It's his thing. It's his online persona is about donuts.
How sad was he last night?
Right? He would have had he would have loved the Flurry shutout. As part, like, in order for him to eat as many donuts as he eats, he chooses to run.
Okay.
He doesn't like to run, but he runs because of his donut habit. So last year we were like, you should like combine those and try to run and eat donuts at the same time. And he's like, I'm not gonna do that. It'd make me sick. But then some of us started throwing some money around
That's
to see what it was gonna be like.
Of course.
And then the money got big enough that he said, wait, we should do this for charity, right? I mean, the money was getting into the thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And so we have set up a fundraising site. It's on pledgeit.org. If you search Troy Atkinson, you'll find our page. And on there, you can donate a flat rate or you can donate per donut that he eats during this 5K.
What donuts are we talking?
So last year, he did 7.5. Halves don't count. So he got 7 donuts
in.
Seven, but these were like kind of maple bars.
Are they going to be the same big donuts?
Nope. This year, it's Dunkin' Donuts.
They're going to be the little donut holes.
No donut holes. It's got to be a real donut. So Steve is predicting he can get 12.
Okay.
He's predicting he can get 12. That's the estimate on the Pledgeit website. Okay. So our goal, last year when we did this and we just kind of played around with it, we didn't advertise it or anything, we raised $18,000 for St. Jude's and Candlelighters. This year, we're going to try to hit $25,000. We're currently just a hair under 17,000.
Come eat a lot of donuts.
If he eats 12.
Okay.
Okay? So as an extra kicker to really get everybody on board, if you make a minimum donation of $5, Battleborn will throw in their 4 center ice lower level tickets to VGK versus the LA Kings on New Year's Day, plus the parking passes. That not for everybody who does
Yeah.
It's a drawing.
Right.
Your name will go into a drawing. There's currently 50 contributors. So if you were 51 and that's all there was, you'd be 1 in 51 chance of getting these tickets on New Year's Day.
All right. I am going to the page right now, and I'm donating. Hopefully, I win. No, I'm kidding. We'll figure out.
You're ineligible to win, so
okay.
Am I.
I wanted to win and then make people get into a new drawing. No, then you enter a new drawing by donating even more, and then you can win the tickets that I won.
What's the webpage again?
So it's pledgeit.org. So pledgeit.org. You search Troy Atkinson in the search box.
Right.
If you're having any problems with it, we are sending out the link on our social media now. And you can go to our website at battleborn.vegas. You'll see the link there. And if you have any questions, I mean, especially your listeners, they know how to get a hold of us. They know how to call.
I'll send it. I'll send it as well on my Twitter. And
I'll register as Steve, and I'm going to register $100 a donut.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Cofield did $50 a donut last year.
Wow.
You guys both did. You guys combined for $50 a donut.
Steve and Adam make that big timer money. You know?
We're very talented.
All I want from you, Mark, is... Let's see if I can do the sell right now. You can't go too low because then you miss out.
I already know what I'm going to do.
$25 a donut.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right literally there. Exactly what I was going to do.
Boom. You do that and you cross this over, I think, on north of $17,000 in pledged money.
That right sucks there. 17 grand. It's all on
it's
me.
All because no, of you.
It's all because
it's,
of me.
This sucks because that's what I was going to do. And I have to do more.
You're going
to
do more.
Of course you're going to do more. You're making the big money, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take care of it. We're good.
How about this? $25 a donut from you as well. Then we'll tell Steve $25 a donut as well. And Chrissy, since she's new to the area, still getting settled, $5 a donut.
Oh, done.
Done. All right.
She's it. So we're all in for sure. It's really an awesome thing that you guys are doing. So definitely make sure you get on there, pledgeit.org. Search
Troy Atkinson.
Search Troy Atkinson. When you get to pledgeit.org, we will send out a link. You'll have a link on all your social medias. Mark will. Chrissy will. You will be able to find it for sure, and you should do it. We highly, highly recommend it, and definitely thank you guys, whoever is going to do it for sure. Thanks for even thinking about it, because you know some people, you know, you can't do it, but we appreciate the, you know, even the thought and whatever you can do. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. And how can people reach you other than through pledgeit.org?
Yeah, of course you can call our number at 702-570-9000. And just as a point of clarification, anybody would be welcome to run with us. We'll have some shirts out at the race. We're all going to run it. I got to stick with Steve so I can hand him the donuts. Okay. Sprinkles from Dunkin' Donuts will be there. And just as a point of clarification, any fees that pledgeit.org charges as a collector of these fees, Battleborn will cover it. 100% of the money pledged will go to the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation.
Awesome. Great stuff.
I just stopped talking. I've been over here pledging money.
Good work.
You know, that's even better. That's better. We appreciate it. Justin, thank you as always, man. And we'll see you again next week. Definitely check out all of those links. And come back. Case Kiefer from The Sun is going to join us.
Tap, tap, tap. Case ended.
Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 702-570-9000 with your questions today.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Right now with the best mattress king for queen sale, you can buy a king size mattress and only pay for a queen size. That's a savings of $600. Come see us at Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps for game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
Urgent. Stop buying houses. Stop selling houses.
Stop renting houses.
Stop hiring realtors now. They just take your money.
eBuyHouse.com is the place to buy, sell, or rent.
There are no realtor fees or commissions.
Keep 4 to 7% of closing costs to find a new lover to enjoy life with.
eBuyHouse.com, a free platform, is beginning a trial period to test out our website. Sell the White House.
Or buy the Empire State Building.
Or rent out Trump Tower.
Test the website now to see how fast, easy, and safe it is. The new era for buying, selling, and renting for free is coming.
eBuyHouse.com.
Want to hang at a cool spot for Thursday night football to watch the game? Join Cofield and Company at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. There's free parking. That's right, free parking. Plus cheap eats and drinks. $12 on the buckets of beer, Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra. $3 drafts and $5 Micheladas. And when Cofield and Company is on during the daily happy hour, there's $2 pint shots and margaritas. ESPN Las Vegas' home for Thursday night football is the Corona Cantina at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo and Paradise.
It's Paul.
Paul Powell.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, dealing with the insurance company can be really scary. Why don't you scare them instead? Call me at 728-5500. I've already settled cases of more than $200 million. But what's really important, I promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case. That means a lot more goes into your Halloween bag than just candy. If you've been in an accident, I really can help. Call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The Dolly, Handlebar, or Fu Manchu. Whichever style mustache you choose, start growing it on November 1st in support of Movember. Movember is a month-long effort to bring awareness and education to men's health issues, including prostate cancer, depression, and low testosterone. During the month of November, we encourage men to put your health at the top of your to-do list. If you're 35 or older and have not had your blood pressure, cholesterol, or testosterone checked, now is the time. Issues such as weight gain and loss of strength may be related to low testosterone and can be easily corrected. Universal Men's Clinic encourages you to take charge of your health by being informed. If you feel you have low T, go to UniversalMensClinic.com for tips, information, and links to a healthier you. First responders, union members, and military, make your appointment for November, and your initial office visit and lab test will be free. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit UniversalMensClinic.com.
This is how Washington is supposed to work. As soon as she took office, Jackie Rosen joined the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, a group of Republicans and Democrats committed to passing bipartisan legislation. And they've done a lot of good, like developing a bipartisan proposal to rebuild our nation's infrastructure. Jackie Rosen has one of the most independent voting records in Congress. She took on Nancy Pelosi to reform the VA and fix the Affordable Care Act. Jackie Rosen wrote bipartisan legislation President Trump signed to improve veterans' health care. And Jackie Rosen was one of just three Democrats to break with Nancy Pelosi to pass permanent middle-class tax cuts. Jackie Rosen knows fighting for Nevada means working with both parties. Jackie Rosen for Senate. Early voting starts October 20th.
I'm Jackie Rosen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rosen for Nevada.
Do you feel tired after a full night of sleep? Do you wake up with a headache or dry mouth? Does your sleeping partner complain about your loud snoring or say that you stop breathing while you sleep? If you said yes, you should be screened for sleep apnea. And now, thanks to INeedBetterSleep.com, you can get tested for sleep apnea quickly and affordably right in the comfort of your own home. For a free questionnaire to see if a home sleep apnea test kit is right for you, call now, 800-962-3911. This convenient home test kit requires no time away from work. It's confidential, physician-reviewed, and could save you hundreds of dollars compared to inconvenient laboratory sleep tests. This is the easiest, most convenient, and affordable way to get tested for sleep apnea from industry leaders in sleep therapy. Call INeedBetterSleep.com for a free questionnaire to see if a sleep apnea test kit is right for you. For your free questionnaire, call 800-962-3911. 800-962-3911.
Not available to Medicare, Medicaid, or any other government insurance recipients.
Vegas happens at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, established in 1967. If the trees on our course and the walls of our clubhouse could talk, they'd tell you stories about PGA Tour and LPGA Tour champions, the biggest business deals in Las Vegas history, and how for six decades, this special place has been the social hub of Las Vegas. We're now accepting new individual and corporate members. Visit LasVegasCC.com or call 734-1122 and become part of our story today. The tradition continues.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You got to try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
What's Trending is brought to you by Sinful Subs, now on the west side at 5135 South Fort Apache.
Back here, Cofield & Company, on this Wednesday. Crazy day already. Please, 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 if you can, go to that pledgeit.org page. We'll have the links up for you. Thanks to Justin Watkins for his time, as always. And now, Case Kiefer is in, and we have Case from the Sun for many reasons, because he's very knowledgeable about a lot of different things. But last week, you gave your plays for the NFL, and we had your plays, Chrissy's plays, Steve's plays, and Ryan McKinnell's plays, and we had the very, very, very odd scenario where all of your plays were exact opposite of Ryan McKinnell. So we ask, how did you do last week, Case?
I feel bad rubbing it in to poor Ryan, but I had my best week of the year. 10-4-1 on every game. I know we didn't. This was already after the Thursday game, but did very well. So I'm assuming, or actually I know, that it was not did not go the same for our friend Ryan McKinnell.
Did it make it extra special that every time that one of your games came in, you knew? No. You didn't even have to look what his plays were. Just knew that it was a loser?
That did not cross my mind. I promise it never crossed my mind until he started tweeting about it at the at the Sunday night game. And I actually, it's a fault of mine. I get a little defensive. I was a little defensive of the Sunday night game because him and Steve were going back and forth on Twitter. And he was like, well, I've had a bad day, but at least I called this one exactly. I was like, well, I kind of called it exactly too, because I said very specifically, pay them the -120 on the Patriots 3. So you could still get it in town. So we kind of both hit that one.
Yeah, true. Let him have his one.
Oh, that's true. I should have let him have
just,
it.
Just let him have his one small victory. We'll get into a lot more of the games on the board. We ran very, very long earlier in the hour with Justin. So and Eric Winalda. So make sure you, this has been a crazy hour. So make sure you check out the podcast of this hour and all of our hours later on. We'll have those up on Twitter for sure. But we do want to get into what is going on in the sports books. We'll go out to the Westgate where we are on Sunday mornings with John Murray in just a few minutes.
Follow the Cofield & Company crew around Sin City on Instagram at ESPN Las Vegas.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it, that's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised, like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You gotta try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
Rampart Casino's Race and Sportsbook is your new football headquarters. The $50,000 Red Zone to Riches and Beat the Bookie free football contests. Thursday night football parties. Ruler of the Room Parlay Card Challenge. Plus game day food and drink specials. Only at Rampart.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is
open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Look in that mirror right now. You like what you see? The scraggly beard, the ear and nose hair forest? Ugh. Clean it up. Hit my joint, Swagger Men's Grooming. It's Steve Cofield. I get my haircut and beard trimmed at Swagger. You should too. The ladies of Swagger can take care of you. Haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. I got the full service with the creams, the lotion, the works. Plus, they can clean up your schnoz and ears. Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Did you ever think that an average weekend golfer could sink one putt and win up to $50,000? That chance has come. The Major Series of Putting is hosting its championships in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Lay it all on the line in the 18-hole stroke play championship taking place October 24th. Or grab your most trusted partner and compete in the team championships from October 27th to 28th. Register today at MSOP.com and see if you have what it takes to compete like a pro.
Got what it takes to be a basketball champion? Here's your chance. MGM Resorts presents Las Vegas 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament powered by Spokane Hoop Fest. This event is back for its third year on October 27th and 28th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds next to Circus Circus. Join players of all ages and skill levels from across the globe in pursuit of the ultimate goal, to become champion. Gather your team for a chance to win cash and prizes. Space is limited, so don't miss out. Visit LasVegas3on3.com for more information.
Think!
I'm Don Hamrick, General Manager of Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram. I'm asking everyone to think! This October, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help Chapman support the very serious fight against breast cancer. Chapman will be making a donation to Susan G. Komen Foundation for the Cure with every new vehicle we sell this month. And we still refuse to be undersold on any Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram. You want the lowest price anywhere? Chapman guarantees you get it here. Our discounts during October go up to 30% off and mean savings as high as $20,000. Don't worry about past credit bumps. Chapman's in-house credit approval process will find a way to finance you.
Think!
And come by any Chapman dealership this month during Jeep Adventure Days. We'll beat breast cancer together. Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Let's see what can happen at Chapman.
We see out selected models. Guarantee offer valid on any bona fide signed contract. We reserve right to purchase vehicle at same price. Offers may not be combined.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit WilliamHill.us. That's WilliamHill.us.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them October 24th against Vancouver from the Flight Deck.
Presented by Allegiant.
The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens.
From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line.
Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket.
All you can eat, food, beer, and wine.
Tickets are $140 per game.
Save up to 20% off single game pricing.
Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO.
Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via flash seats 48 hours before the game.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
We are back, Cofield and Company, on this Wednesday. Steve Cofield back Friday. We'll be out and about town on Friday. We'll be out there at the UNLV football game against Air Force with the basketball team doing their showcase, getting your first glimpse at the new roster for the Runnin' Rebels. So make sure you join us out there at Sam Boyd Stadium on Friday afternoon. And John Murray from the Westgate joins us. That's where you want to be Sundays, because Sundays is the spot for football at the Westgate in the theater awesome, awesome time for sure. John, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Adam. Who do you like in that UNLV Air Force game? We took a sharp bet on the Rebels plus 11 today.
Well, the Rebels have looked very good the last couple weeks, John.
Oh, yeah. They looked feisty defensively last week against Utah State.
Yeah, it was not a spectacular performance. What is what do you know the number off the top of your head right now, what it is right now?
Yeah, the Air Force is now a 10-point favorite down from 11 as a respected player that took the 11 points.
Oh, that was Case?
I'm not allowed to talk about specific customers on air, Case. Don't worry, I won't out you on this show.
So NBA, NBA started last night.
Yeah.
Are you more excited about the NBA than you are the NFL? Because I know you love the NFL.
Oh, yeah, the NFL is great. You know what's funny about the NBA? Everybody knows who's going to win the title. Golden State is going to win the title, guys. I'm sorry to bust your bubble here. But there's still so many storylines that are interesting about the NBA to me. So I love the NBA regular season. I think it's a lot of fun.
What if Durant and Curry both got hurt?
Well, then they probably wouldn't win the title, but they'd still be pretty good, honestly, with Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Yes, if Durant and Curry both get hurt, somebody else will probably win the title. Maybe the Celtics or Houston.
Well, like, what if there's like a loose ball and they run after it and they just run into each other?
That'd be very unfortunate, Adam. I guess that could happen. I mean, Steph Curry has had injury problems in the past. They're so good though that if just one of those two guys was out, they'd still be the best team in the league.
Did you guys get flooded with Golden State money yesterday as the season opened and they were laying 12?
Not really. I mean, it was pretty balanced action. There was money on both sides of that game. There was some money on the Thunder as well. Golden State, it's tough laying a lot of points in these Golden State home games, guys, because they know that they're going to win and they just kind of turn it on at the end. And sometimes they build such a big lead at halftime, they do kind of the reverse of what I just said. They build a big lead at halftime, then they just cruise in the second half, and they give the cover away.
Murray, I think it's interesting the team you didn't mention when Adam set up that scenario of Durant and Curry both going out for the year. I know from talking to your colleague Jeff Sherman a couple weeks ago that you guys are just inundated with all the money on the Lakers. A bunch of recreational players love the Lakers. What do you think about them going into the season? Has that continued the last few days?
They're not going to win the championship, Case, but I think that with LeBron there, my guess is that they're going to have some they'll have a rocky beginning as LeBron kind of feels out his new teammates, the new coaching staff, but I think by the end of the year, the Lakers will have righted the ship. I think they'll probably be a team that wins one playoff series, maybe two. But they've got nothing for Golden State in a 7-game series. They're not on that level.
What does it do to the future market for the NBA when, you know, we are looking at this? You're kind of joking, but at the same time, we do know it's the Warriors are going to win.
Yes.
So what do people do with the futures knowing that it's pretty much set in stone already who's winning?
Well, they take flyers on some of the long shots is the short answer. I mean, I can tell you guys that our biggest liability right now is actually on Cleveland. Because we had people – well, the reason being people were betting on Cleveland before LeBron officially signed with the Lakers. So there's a lot of liability on Cleveland. There's a lot of liability on the Lakers, like Case mentioned. There's a lot of liability on the Spurs. People cannot let go of the fact that the Spurs are not the Spurs anymore. And I guess it's because of Greg Popovich. But San Antonio, they don't have Kawhi Leonard anymore. They've got injuries in their backcourt. They have no chance to contend for a championship.
When you're getting all the Lakers money, do you just – sit back and leave the number where it is and just let people bet it so they can just you can just collect it all and at the end of the year you don't have to worry about it?
I mean, we got 12 to 1 right now, Adam. If you want to bet the Lakers at 12 to 1, we're open. I mean, they're not going to get through. Imagine if they have to go through a combination of Houston, Golden State, and then let's say Boston in the finals. That would pay way more than 12 to 1. They should be 12 to 1 just in the series against Golden State. They should be more than that.
Right, but John, what if Harden, Hayward, Brad Stevens.
Yeah, Brad Stevens is good. Brad Stevens is a competitive coach. Be careful with him. No, I mean, I guess in a scenario in which there was some sort of a incredible, you know, that's a lot of the reason why Golden State won the title in 2015. I mean, they were very good that year, but if you remember that year, Oklahoma City didn't make the playoffs because Durant and Westbrook both got hurt. They were probably the second best team in the West, and then in the NBA Finals, Cleveland was without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. So it can happen. We've seen Golden State. They were very fortunate that year in terms of injuries, but the Lakers would need more than one or two injuries to win a title this season. And LeBron is an old man. LeBron if we assume he's human, is more likely to get injured than any of these other guys just because of his age.
He is an old man. There's no question about that.
Yeah. I don't know if he's capable of getting injured, Case. I'm not sure that's even physically possible. We booked the Eastern Conference playoffs last year to need everybody but Cleveland, and then LeBron just said, I'm going to just drag this ridiculous team to the finals by myself, and then he did it.
Yeah, after historically poor against the spread season during the regular season. I remember they covered like 15 games or something. But I do think there is a little bit more mystery on the Eastern Conference side this year. Looking at you guys' numbers, I think you have three teams plus 350 or lower. Philadelphia, of course, Boston, and Toronto. One of those teams really sticks out to me as one I didn't bet but would be looking towards. What about you? Out of those three, where do you think there's any value, if there is any?
Maybe on Philadelphia. I know they're coming off of a bad loss last night, but Philadelphia, with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, there's no telling just how good Simmons will be by the end of the season. I think Simmons has the potential to be, you know, one of, if not the best players in the league someday. I think he's that good. The team that I've mentioned a few times, some shows I've done, is Milwaukee.
That's my squad.
I love the coaching hire of Budenholzer going there. I think that Giannis is the guy most likely to step into the LeBron role as the best player in the Eastern Conference this year. So I think Milwaukee, I don't know that they can make it to the finals, Adam, but there might be some value there at 14-1. But, you know, Boston, with their roster depth and Brad Stevens as their coach, they look very, very good. But, I mean, they beat Philadelphia easily last night, and Kyrie Irving was absolutely terrible in that game. So wait until Kyrie Irving starts playing well.
John, you'll enjoy this story to know that, and I've told it on the air several times, I watched Giannis' first summer league game, saw him go, I think, 0-for-3 in 5 minutes, and I said, that guy's going to be the best player in NBA history. Now,
yeah,
didn't quite get there, but he's good.
No, I don't know about the best player in NBA history, but you know, he's an incredibly talented guy. He's been, I think, held back by very poor coaching in Milwaukee the last couple seasons, and Budenholzer's a guy that... He had that Atlanta team. They were the one seed in the 2015 Eastern Conference playoffs. They won like 65, 66 games that year. That guy can coach. So if he can get the supporting cast to support Giannis, I think the Bucks. I don't think they can make the finals, but they could definitely be a team that could win a round or two in the playoffs.
It's John Murray from the Westgate. We are down there Sunday mornings. Make sure you get down there. The theater is such a great spot to watch the games. Free to get in. Smoke-free environment. Satellite betting windows. Great food and drink specials as well. And you might even meet John Murray. You can follow him at Vegas Murray. Follow at Superbook USA on Twitter. That's the really important one. It's much better than John's Twitter account, which is mostly nonsense.
True. You know, and Adam, usually it's hard to meet me on Sunday. I'm usually so riveted by the NFL action that it's hard for me to go out there and glad hand people. But it's a fine product.
I'm so happy I'm in on the joke now. When I was here Friday... Yeah. And you guys are going off about how much you love the NFL.
Yeah.
I was very lost.
Now, what do you mean by the joke, Case?
I'm kind of sensing some sarcasm now.
Case, well, I'm a little lost now. What do you mean by you're in on the joke? What's the joke?
That's true, because I'm also very confused by your comment about the riveting NBA. I can't tell.
You know, I really like the NBA, Case. I think the NBA, I think it's fascinating to me how the NBA has so many good storylines, even though everybody knows who's going to win the title. I really, truly, like, genuinely enjoy the NBA. I think it's a good product.
I actually know that there's something you enjoy a lot about the NFL.
I enjoy the officiating.
Well,
I mean,
no, you also enjoy Peterman.
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of disappointed that the Bills are going with Anderson instead of Peterman. Peterman is fun, Adam. And I noticed your Twitter feed this past week had a lot of Buffalo Bills comments, pal.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I mean, for a Cleveland Browns fan, you're pretty fixated on the Bills there, Adam.
Oh, it's one of the funniest stories in all of sports.
That they're 2-4?
Yeah, that they're hilarious to watch.
Oh, I mean, I've seen much worse NFL teams than the Buffalo Bills.
Not offensively.
It's a pretty bad offense.
I think they're the worst offense ever graded, I think, on Pro Football Focus.
Really? Is that a fact? I don't know. I mean, I believe it. Pro Football Focus put out a graphic today that had me so confused. I don't even know what to make of them. Did you see their prediction for the Broncos-Cardinals game?
I did see that. They had a different money line pick, a different score pick, and Brad, it was all over the place.
Their pick was Cardinals minus a half, and their projected score was 24-23 Denver. And then they had the line as Cardinals minus a half, but Denver was favored on the... I've never been this confused. I don't know what. I know Pro Football Focus is a good product, but they that wasn't their best graphic ever.
Well, we could take the word of, I guess, competitor Football Outsiders has the Bills as the second worst offense they've ever tracked through 7 weeks.
Ever.
So, exactly. Wow. I was curious that the today's news with Derek Anderson filling in for Peterman this week. Doesn't look like the line's moved at all. Have you seen any action based on that change at quarterback?
Nothing really to report on there, Case. I mean, I think Buffalo's quarterback situation is so bad that it almost doesn't even matter which one of them plays. I mean...